electromagnetic pulse, known for short as EMP. All it takes is a big solar storm, and you will immediately see what it could do to the lives of you and me. If our power grid's knocked out by EMP, is there any doubt that we'd be left down and out? Do we want to take a chance and see what would happen if we had no electricity? After a year, how many of us would still be here? Rogue nations like North Korea and Iran know just what to do. Explode a nuclear-tipped missile high above our air. The EMP produced would take down our electric grid too. So why do we dismiss a threat that is real, one that all of us will feel, that will actually steal our lives and livelihoods if we don't deal with this pressing problem that is real? The consequences could be grave. Why not take action to save the grid that we, the people, need, so as a nation we don't bleed? Congress and Mr. President, will you please heed the warnings of two congressional commissions and finally lead? And shield the grid now. We do know how. Do what is right to keep our lights bright. Enough with the politics. You know what we need to fix. So harden the grid while we can, because it affects every woman and man. It impacts our fates and the future of the United States. What are we waiting for? We know what will be in store. If we don't act now and do what we know how. Shield the grid, that's our cry. Don't let any of us die from EMP that could fry the grid we need. Don't let us bleed or not be able to feed ourselves and our children because we didn't take heed and do what's necessary. Indeed, shield the grid now. We do know how. So everyone out there, do you want to know what you can do? Sign the goodforyounetwork.com petition ASAP. It is good for you, because quality of life would be gone, living without the grid that we rely on, that keeps America's light shining bright. And it is worth the fight to get this done right. Why don't we try? Ask the politicians why. They would risk letting any of us die if our grid couldn't be fixed in time after an EMP attack took us way back to a bygone era of no electricity. Do we want to wait and see or take action immediately? Shield the grid now, it's not too late, but time is of the essence, we cannot afford to wait. Good for you to Texas, Virginia, and Maine for taking action now to protect your states because you know how. So why don't our leaders in Washington do the same? Because this is no game. EMP could do more than maim our vulnerable grid on which we all depend, which we might not even be able to mend. Shield the grid now, no more asking why. We don't want anyone to ever die from a solar storm or high altitude EMP attack that takes down our grid because our government failed to act. Without a working grid, how will we ever feed all the people who will be in dire need? And as a nation, what impact on our ability to lead in a world that counts on us to do its best? So tell the politicians, do not rest until we shield the grid now. Congress and Mr. President, please hear our plea. And don't give glee to those who wish to harm us now and already have the know-how to explode a bomb in our atmosphere with consequences that would be severe. But we have nothing to fear if we just shield the grid now. We do know how!